What's up, fellow travelers? Welcome to Traversing the Stars. I am JD. Please welcome my special guest, actor, director, producer, writer, all of the above, Tucky Williams. Tucky, welcome to the show.
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's cold, but I can't complain. I like the cold, so I'm doing good.
Hey, where are you? Where do you live?
East Coast. Most southern point of Pennsylvania you could find.
Hey, you're in for some weather.
Yeah. That's funny you mentioned that because you have a meteorology degree, don't you?
Yeah.
That's intense. Like, that's not something you see hear about every day.
Coming your way.
Oh, do we now? That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. When's that supposed to hit?
Thanksgiving.
I can dig it. I'm just going a block away, so I can't. Doesn't bother me too much. Yeah. So I got to ask, so is Tucky short for something? Because I don't think I've ever actually heard that name before.
State of Kentucky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay. All right. So tell everybody at home a little bit about yourself. I got to look into some of your stuff a little bit, but tell everybody at home who might not be in the know.
All right. Well, I was an actress and I got fed up with not having good enough parts. So I started making my own stuff. So I made this series and called Girl Scene and got really popular.
Love it.
Great surprise. And then it just kept snowballing from there. And so the series was a big hit. The series came out on Amazon. It was an even bigger hit. And then I made the Girl Scene movie. And then somewhere in the middle of all this, I made a sci-fi fantasy series and a movie.
Love it. I love it. So you're into all the sci-fi stuff too and all that? I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I loved when I was growing up.
Yeah. So what's your favorite in that realm?
Well, what I always say is the stuff I grew up with was Neverending Story and Red Sonja.
Good
Those
call.
Are the two. Oh, and She-Ra.
Yeah, She-Ra's awesome.
She-Ra, that was the perfect combination of sci-fi and fantasy.
That's awesome. I love it. So tell everybody, I usually get a chance to watch like all of like the stuff for the people I'm interviewing, but it's just been a crazy busy fucking week. So I haven't had a chance to do any of that. So tell us a little bit about Girl Scene. I feel like from what I've gotten to read about it, I feel like it's a little bit autobiographical, a little bit, or at least inspired.
Totally. It was just about my life with my friend who's actually, she's one of the extras in the movie now. So
nice.
If you ever want to see what she looks like, you can look up the movie and she's the party hostess. So we had a lot of adventures, a lot of misadventures and got into a lot of trouble. I turned it all into a TV show. And that's the great part is that whenever anybody says this show is unrealistic and it's not an accurate depiction and it makes the LGBT community look bad, I'm like, well, it's all true.
Right. It's all from actual experience.
It all really happened.
I feel like the people that would be saying that are probably the people that like haven't experienced it or something like that. So
yeah, the really boring people. I'm like, if it hasn't happened to you, just need to get out and live some.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would say we lived it up to the max.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah, we lived it all the way up. And so, you got to make a show about that.
Love it. I don't think the title hit me until I was like kind of doing some research. I was like, girl scene. I was like, oh, wait a minute. The scene, like the actual like scene.
Yeah. It's a triple entendre.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So like...
It's like McDonald's, the brand name. You can make it whatever you want.
That's awesome. I love it. So you were the creative force behind it. You got to write, you did some directing with that too, producing everything?
Yeah, everything. Producing, all of it.
Awesome. Tell me about that experience. I mean, like, I'm very interested in that part of it too.
Producing?
All of it. The writing, the creative part, making it happen, everything.
Okay, well, it's the hardest work in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's like being a Wall Street banker or worse.
Yeah.
But if you have to do it, you have to do it because you love it. So it's really, sure. I think people are always like, if I'm going to make something, they go, hey, can I stop by and watch you make it sometime? And I think they just don't realize what hard work it is. Like, it's like, it's not like you just stop by a regular job. And so I always say, if you're willing to carry stuff around like 50-pound boxes, sure.
It's like you're gonna get put to work. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're gonna work, you can come by.
No, I mean I definitely it's funny because I mean like even just like putting podcasts together, I mean people only see the end result. They don't see they don't see all the work and blood, sweat, and tears that go into it.
They probably just think you hit the record button.
A lot more to it than that. All right. So kind of got autobiographical with a girl scene, and then decided to kind of take the same inclusive, like, kind of like thought pattern into Dagger Kiss. So tell me about Dagger Kiss. That's a cool name, by the way. Cool title.
Thank you. I'm glad. It's about two girls in love, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's just a basic love story, but it's set in the sci-fi fantasy realm. So basically, this girl with magical powers comes mm-hmm. to Earth and meets another girl, and they kind of have to work things out. There's an evil sorcerer chasing them.
Yeah.
All the fantasy tropes. There's lots of hair, lots of corsets, lots of swords and sorcery, leather. The costumes are the best part of it.
Yeah.
Leather and lace, and just it's, if you're into the medieval fantasy stuff, it's your dream come true. I basically took what I like to see, like all the costumes and all the hair and all that stuff, and I put it in there. All the swords and sorcery and stuff, I put that in there. Just everything I liked as a fantasy person, I took and added it into the TV show and then movie.
I love it. I love it. So yeah, I mean, did you get to keep all the costumes and stuff?
Yes, they're all mine.
Nice, nice.
The leather horse is up there. I want to set that thing on fire.
And, really?
You can't. It's funny because I have two costumes. One mm-hmm. is like my, she's not a sorceress, but we're just going to go with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So one is my sorceress costume. So it's this beautiful, like, elegant robe thing. You can run in it though. It's pretty intense, but it's this beautiful, beautiful gown. And then the one that she wears when she's just kind of hanging is this leather traveling costume that's supposed mm-hmm. to be what's underneath the dress. Of course, I don't actually have that on underneath the dress. It's this leather thing. It's so tight. I can't breathe. I can't bend. And if I want to pee, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Kind of like a wedding dress, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Except leather.
So it's 10 times worse.
it's funny because, you know, like my co-star has to lace me into it between scenes. You know, it's just like, and I just have to throw myself against the wall, and she just gets behind me and does it all. And because you're stuck, you can't even get out of it.
Yeah. So you got to plan like how much you're drinking throughout the day and all that kind of stuff too.
You do. And the night before too. I'm glad you thought of that. Most people haven't thought about that, but yeah, I can't drink anything.
See, yeah, no, I think of that because, like, if I drink just a little bit, I got to pee, like, real quick. So I got a tiny, tiny bladder. So, like, that would not work for me. I don't know if I could do that.
I've also learned that you can hold your pee in for a really, really long time. More than you think you can.
I would just see if I could get some kind of, like, astronaut rig or something. It's like, can we just strap some kind of, like, some kind of bag to me or something, like...
Yeah, totally. Gosh, you're thinking of things that nobody's thought of. I'm so happy I get to talk about that.
I'm a thinker a little bit, so I love it. So I can't help but notice the Jackie Brown poster behind you. So Tarantino fan?
Oh yeah, big time.
Love it. So is Jackie Brown your favorite?
Okay. I love Pulp Fiction. I always say Pulp Fiction is my favorite movie, and Jackie Brown is my favorite Tarantino movie.
Okay. I think Pulp Fiction is definitely up there, but like, I don't know, man. He's done so many good ones. I feel like it's been a while since I've seen Jackie Brown. I feel like I need to go back and revisit that one.
Yeah. I mean, you need to see that movie quite a few times before you really grasp it. I know if you've only seen it one time, it's you really just don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a complicated movie.
Definitely.
It's a typical movie going experience.
Yeah. We like Kill Bill, my wife and I. We're always watching, like, it's like at least twice a year we end up watching that one together.
Which one? Both?
Both. Yeah, you can't just start. They're just a continuation. I mean, you know, you start with one, you got to finish it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that made a big impression on me when I was younger, that movie.
Yeah.
I think I started working out really hard.
Yeah. So what do you think of like some of the later ones? I mean, like, you know, Inglourious Basterds and Django and all that.
Okay. So I've seen Inglourious Basterds more times than I can count. Probably mm-hmm. as many times as I've seen Jackie.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I do too.
I mean, like anytime it's on, you have to stop what you're doing and watch it. I think I even do the translation. I don't need to read the translation now.
To like know what's going on. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, like yeah. The what is it, the 2-3?
Yeah.
And that face. I love it. So I'm going to kind of get it like kind of a little bit. I don't know. Something I noticed is you've worked with a couple of pornographic actresses, mainstream, of course. Now, was that planned or was that? I feel like I need to make that clear. I feel like I need to make that clear.
Make this really clear. Some people. No.
Was that planned or was that just how that ended up?
That's just who I knew, you know. Mm-hmm. So I met Caden Cross in California, just totally a coincidence. You can actually, if you Google on YouTube, there's video of when we met.
Yeah, the one where I actually saw that one when I was doing a little bit of research.
There's one I met her the first time, one I met her the second time.
I didn't see the second one. So what happened?
Which one did you see?
I saw the one where you were talking about she was telling the story and it was about like something about a bunch of girls making out. And then you guys kind of connected through that.
Okay, well, then there's one where we meet up later in a hallway, which was just a coincidence. And then she wanted to make out again. So we did. Okay. And
love it.
So then I it was kind of like that movie, The Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie? Okay.
That's the one the one where like the porn star moves in next door.
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah. So we were messaging each other and I was like, do you have Facebook? Total dork.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And like her name just seemed familiar.
Yeah.
I didn't know why, it just seemed familiar. So I was like, I'm gonna Google her name. And that was kind of horrifying.
Yeah. Well, I think that was kind of what, like, when I was researching, I was like, I know that name, like Caden Cross. And I was like, I know that name. Yeah.
You don't need to watch that stuff to have just somehow heard her name somehow. Like she's on Nightline, she's on Fox, she's on all these news channels all the time doing stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, she's done a lot of things. And so that was just horrifying. I've never Googled her again. But then so we did that. I said, do you want to do it? You know, it was kind of like, I was like, you know, I mean, like, do you want to, like, the new season was just starting. I actually kind of had it written. I said, do you want to come be in this? And she said, and it was like, the part was an escort. And so I was very much like, I don't know if you want, I wrote this part, but I don't know if you want to play this part. Cause it's a little bit like on the, and she said she did. So she did. And that was amazing. She was just so talented. And then when the dagger kiss thing happened, I wrote to her and I said, I need somebody
for
3 days. And she was like, well, how about Stoya? And I knew who Stoya was because she talked a lot about Stoya at the time. And,
right.
So, and then I was like, well, that would be great. And, you know, she's just so beautiful. And then she came here, it turned out she was a great actress. This was like her first acting thing.
Really?
So, And that's how that happened.
Okay. Was it kind of like awkward working with them or like just like you knowing like what they do or anything or?
No, it is way better because I just feel like a lot of actors kind of have a guard around them.
Right.
And they just don't have a guard around them. So it's like you don't have to get to know them to just go right into a scene with you know, the first day you can be doing a scene where you've known somebody you're supposed to have known somebody for 20 years, like your entire life.
Right.
And, you know, there's no guard. Like most people, even if they're actors, you just kind of have a thing. But with them, you can just go right into it. And with Caden, there was a scene when I was really yelling in her face. And I think I just know from experience that most actresses, if they had done that, they would have been like shaky afterwards.
Yeah.
Someone yelling in their face like that. But she was just like, what? I'm fine. I was like, are you okay? You know, she's like, well, yeah, I'm fine. What?
She was able to just super disconnect from that part of it.
No, I wouldn't say disconnect. It's just that she gets that it's a scene. And I just feel like it's not that they are numb to it. It's that they're comfortable with it.
Right.
So, you know, with Stoya, it was just so funny to just go straight into making out with someone,
but
in this like, you know, and it was just so comfortable. It's not until you're, you know, the next day you're like, oh wait, that was so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like that with most actresses. And I've talked about this with some of the people I work with. They're like, you know, this one guy is like, and he's not saying that, he's coming from a good place. He's like, I only, after seeing this, he says he only wants to hire adults. Because they're so much easier to work with.
Well, that, I mean, that does kind of make sense. I mean, you know, considering like what their work actually is, I mean, making out is no big deal. So.
Yeah. Right. You know, I just mean, people are just like a little uncomfortable with, I mean, I saw a movie like Red Notice.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay, it just came out. But anyway, like Dwayne Johnson has a scene with someone famous. I don't want to give it away, but there's just no chemistry. He's just like locked up. I don't know what it is, why he's like, I mean, I don't know what was going on. Who knows?
But right.
He was just like, you know, he just couldn't relax. And I mean, it was just kissing. He just couldn't, I mean, like something might've been going on, whatever.
Sure,
but it's like, you know, with me, my guard's down. I can just go right into whatever. And with them, they're the same way.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, people are just not used to just suddenly being intimate with somebody. But that's something you have to have as an actor. And
yeah.
So
is that usually like kind of an issue with like other actresses you work with, as far as like kind of getting that? How do you like, you know, get them at ease, or you know, get them into the moment, or whatever you want to call it.
I make it really, really, really clear. This is what's like before they come here.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what's happening. Like, yeah. You know, you're going to be making out. Like, we go over everything that's going to happen. Like, you're going to be making out in bed, in your underwear, not naked. No one's going to be naked.
Right.
Everybody keeps the clothes on. Clothes set. I know one girl was like, I can show side boob, right? I'm okay with that. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's fine. But it's like, but I mean, if someone said to me, if I were going to cast someone in a scene and she was like, oh, I'm Catholic, I want to just like have little shorts on and a camisole, I'd be like, so that's so cool. You know, I just want everything established ahead of time, right?
Sure.
So somebody's like, I don't want it to be in my bra and panties. I'd be like, good. That's good. We'll work with that. That's anything is okay. We just have to go over it ahead of time so nobody's surprised about anything.
Yeah, because I feel like a surprise of that nature could be kind of like traumatizing. I mean, like
the funny thing for me is, here's what ends up happening is I'm just like, you know, just wear like this. Like I would say, just wear something like this. Like you can see my body in it. So if we're gonna do like a love scene, because it's not adult, it's just normal.
Right.
I'd be like, wear something where you can see your body, and then just some underwear, and that's good. The funny thing is they get really excited about it, and so they go out and buy this really expensive lingerie, and they are ready to go. And I'm kind of like, are you sure you want to wear that? That's kind of really showing a lot. And
Hey,
really gung ho about it.
That's cool.
What you would think. Yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of it's just me being comfortable, you know, like just like, being like, hey, you don't have to take anything off. That's okay too. Me being just totally chill about it. They're going to end up being more comfortable, and then they end up trying to take everything off.
Okay.
Had to, like, for the girl scene movie, we had to edit around a lot of, they were just letting everything slip out.
Yeah.
Everything slip out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm talking about that. So, you know, it would be like, you would be like, you know, Mark Holmberg edited it. And so he would show me a scene he edited. And I would like, be like, Mark, that's actually part of the female anatomy.
Yeah. You know? It's like, we're not going for X-rated here. You got to cut that out.
Well, I mean, it wasn't there's a lot, you know, a lot you can, and I was just like, we just can't show the, you know, but it's like, you don't even see it, you know, and he's just like, oh God, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, didn't even think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to get a little bit kind of real on you here. So, since we talked about porn stars, it kind of had me thinking, like, when I was putting some of the questions together. So there's an undeniable, I guess, like, pornographic stigma that, you know, has been put on the concept of lesbianism. You know, it's like kind of, it's, you know, one of those widely consumed categories, but it also like fetishizes like your real world, you know, experience. And, you know, so how do you navigate that through the creative process, finding the balance between that?
No, it's just been really difficult because it's this constant thing of like, I mean, even just on my Twitter, like guys I know are even still just like hitting on me. And it's like, what is it going to take? And I think it's because they just think, oh, she's kissing girls and stuff. That means she must be like, I don't know, like horny all the time.
Down to clown or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And it's just like, that's not what it is. I like girls kissing because it's pretty, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard to, I mean, even navigate on my daily life.
Yeah.
But it's been really hard film-wise because everybody just immediately labels it as something that it's not.
Right. So, and that's exactly what I mean. Like, you know, there's just this instant like, oh, it's two girls. It must be, you know, so it's instead of like, you know, like, okay, is this just a love story? It just happens to feature two girls. So that's, I kind of find that interesting because, you know, especially, you know, just getting to talk to you, like, I feel like your perspective on that would be a lot more intense than what I've thought of that. Like, I'm sure you see a lot more, like, you know, a lot more examples of that kind of stuff than I would even notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's just kind of like everywhere I look, you know, there's somebody who's trying to like make it into something that it isn't.
Right.
You know? And then, I mean, then a lot of the problems with the movie, I'm sorry, I'm playing with my hair. A lot of the problems with the movie was that, one of the big problems of the movie, I don't know if you know about that, but a lot of guys got online and complained about it because they said it wasn't pornographic, and the movie actually got taken down because
seriously? All these
guys complained that it wasn't porno. Yeah, so I've never gotten in trouble for not making porno before. Like, what?
Wow, that's a new one.
there was a lot of just fury on the part of these guys who were saying that, you know, they were just really, really angry that it wasn't an adult film. And I'm just like,
who the hell goes out of their way to complain about that? Like, if you're searching for that and you come upon that and then it's like, well, this isn't what I was looking for, but then to go out of your way to like complain about that is kind of asinine.
Yeah, but really nasty complain about it. Like, it's not just like, oh, I thought this was going to be this. I mean, they would like watch, they would write these like epic angry reviews. Like one guy said he only watched 15 minutes. And I mean, the review was three paragraphs long.
It's like the review was longer than what he actually watched.
Oh yeah. I mean, he definitely spent more time writing that than he did watching the movie. He was complaining about that it wasn't adult.
It's almost like a societal, like Madonna horror complex kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't know. I have always kind of found that interesting. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's like, you can't get it through, I mean, I don't, through people's heads that that lesbians are just kind of doing this on their own and it's not to entice anybody.
Right.
And people think that it happens to turn people on. And it's like, no, really, like everything I've ever done in my life
was
like,
for you.
Yeah. It was never like, oh, I'm going to turn somebody on.
Yeah.
It's me interacting with another person. It's not doing it for someone's entertainment.
It's like, I know this is hard to believe, but like, I wasn't thinking about you, bro. Like, I don't know. And I feel like it's kind of like, you know, I feel like this is like, you know, people talk about inclusivity and things like that. I think that's a really important factor because, you know, like there's not a lot, or up till recently, I guess there hasn't been a lot of inclusivity. I mean, like you take something like Chasing Amy, for example, like, you know, there's representation, but then there's still the underlying story of, oh, I can turn her kind of thing. And like, I feel like that things like that contribute to that, I think.
Yeah. Well, Chasing Amy is an interesting case because I don't think the movie would have been able to come out if it hadn't reduced lesbians to that.
Right.
So like at the time it was this really breakthrough revolutionary film because it had a gay character in it.
Right.
Like, yeah. And there were like two actresses kissing in it. And that was like really shocking.
Massive thing. Yeah.
So the only way that movie could have gotten made is if it had this really unfortunate attitude about lesbians.
So it's almost kind of, I mean, on some level then, I mean, I guess it's almost like that's kind of a good thing. Cause like, you know, one thing leads to another. So like, I mean, you get to that representation, but still it's kind of problematic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, when I was growing up, one of the reasons I did this, the only place I had to turn to see myself depicted, someone who looks the way I did and is attracted to women, was looking at pornography.
Right.
So I was I was getting it illegally.
We all did. We've all been there.
Yeah, but I mean, like through the hookup, you know, you could do that with your cable. Like,
yeah,
this was back in the day, like in the 90s.
Spice Channel and all that. You gotta,
so you could hook it up, and anyway, that was ages ago, right?
And kids today don't even know the trouble we had to go through for that kind of stuff,
Dial up internet,
don't even get me started on that.
you, No, I saw this thing about the 90s. You had to pay for the minute for internet.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to used to pay for like each text message cost money and like, ugh. You got to wait till 7 p.m. when the minutes are less expensive.
So the only place I had to look, so I would end up getting, however, through whatever means, these movies, and I would skip through all the dirty parts and just watch the scenes where they were talking and kissing, because that was the only way I could see women like me interacting with women I was interested in.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've talked about it on the show before, you know, I think it's like, it's, there's definitely a social revolution happening where these kind of things are being explored in a more positive way, and I think like that's pretty awesome that you're really a part of that.
Oh yeah, it's been great to be a part of it. I mean, I feel like, you know, I started this over 10 years ago, so I feel like I you know, the stuff that there was stuff now that couldn't have happened back then, and I feel like I was a part of that change. I mean, I know I was a part of that change, so I'm so honored to have been a part of that and to have, you know, just been a part of making the world a better place. I just watched Dancing with the Stars last night, and they had the first same-sex couple, and it was girls, and then it was their final. They didn't win, but they had their final dance. They came in second, and had the final dance, and all the professional dancers were dancing, like the boys, the guys were dancing with the guys, and the girls were dancing with the girls, and it's straight men and straight women, and they were just dancing together.
Yeah.
Because why not? And I mean, and then there was the couple, you know, and but I mean, it was just straight people dancing together, you know, like it was okay. And I mean, I actually cried because I had to wait my whole life to see that.
Right.
And I'm so glad that there are people who are 10 years old and 20 years old who don't know that the world wasn't like that before, that it was quite the opposite before, that you couldn't even show people kissing, that they would blur it out. Adam Lambert in 2010, I think, kissed a guy on TV and in print they would show pictures of it, or on TV they would show it and they would blur out where their mouths touched.
Seriously?
Yeah, so they would show it happening and they would blur their faces so that you couldn't see the guys kissing.
That's wild.
That is wild.
That's absolutely wild. I mean, I feel like there's still like, you know, some holdout people that are still, you know, still like feel like they have to make a big deal about, you know, about it, you know, for whatever reason. And you know, it's just, I've never understood that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but I'm glad that there's just so much that it's okay. It's okay. You're seeing it now. You know, you don't have to rent a damn porno movie to see yourself represented.
Right, especially if like if you're just wanting like an actual story and like, you know, just love scenes within that story. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. So. You get paid to write, direct, create, and kiss pretty girls. I mean, I can't imagine like improving on that career situation, but like, what else are you wanting to accomplish? Like what else, what other mountains are you wanting to climb with your career?
Oh, I just want to keep going and see how far I can go. I'm just, I can't believe that I've been able to do so much. And
yeah,
I mean, it just shows hard work pays off.
Absolutely. But,
you know, I just want to keep going, keep doing more and more and more. And I don't know. I never thought I was going to be directing. That's really, gosh, it's still not something I'm interested in, but I'm doing it. But so who knows? I want to keep telling these stories and, you know, just see what people are interested in. People say they want more girl scene. And then they say they want more dagger kiss. And then I don't know if I want to do other stuff, but it just kind of depends on where the market goes a lot, really.
That's true. Yeah. So like any other kind of like settings you're wanting to explore? I mean, like any, like, I mean, horror would be a good one. I don't know if you're into horror.
Oh yeah, of course I'm into horror. That's what I started out was in horror.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I ended up at all these horror conventions and I had never watched a horror movie.
Oh. So like you didn't like, okay. Cause like, I can't really relate to that. Cause like I was sneaking horror movies. Like when I was like 5 or 6. So like I've always like loved the horror world. So like what was the first couple of horror movies you got to experience then?
Oh, well, it was bad because I met all these people who were in horror movies. I had this like breakdown, not really, but I'm worried I've told this too much, but it's such a good story.
Tell it.
Is that it was like my first horror convention afterward, like after the I guess the Sunday night.
Yeah.
Everybody got together like in one hotel room.
Yeah.
All the celebs got together. And for the thing with this one is that they had invited the entire cast of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Nice.
Yeah. So all of them were there. And then there were some other people from other horror stuff in there, but everybody was just partying and hanging. Like, it was like a chill kind of party, right? Yeah. And people were sitting on the bed. Nothing salacious was happening.
Right, right. Just hanging out. Yeah.
Talking. Right. And then so I, oh, so anyway, like I ended up getting this foot massage and and I was like,
speaking of Pulp Fiction, I mean a foot massage, right?
Yeah, I got a foot massage, but it was like funny. It was, oh, it's such a story. You know, I hate name droppers, so I'm not gonna tell the story. But anyway, someone well known was doing this thing to my feet.
Yeah.
That would cause this neurological sensation in my brain. And he was like showing people that you could do this thing to a person's foot. And I looked like adorable. I looked like a baby doll back then. I mean, I looked like a teenager and I just had a little skirt on. I looked adorable. Anyway, so he was like showing people that you could do this thing to my foot and I would scream because I would feel it in my brain. You know, and it was all nice and fun and stuff. I was like, that's cool. So anyway, I came home and I looked these people up and I saw, you know, Gunner cutting people.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, in the movie, he actually did cut that actress.
Right.
Yeah, he cut her finger. And so I saw, like, Gunner doing this stuff. Gunner is not the one touching my feet. Okay.
Okay.
Just for the record, you know, late, great Gunner Hansen. God, I loved him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That guy, yeah, he has a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
But so I saw, yeah, and then I saw all these people I was friends with, and they were my new friends, and they were doing these horrible things, this horrible movie. So I was like freaked out for a solid week. And then all of a sudden I was a fan of horror movies after that. I couldn't get enough of them. Yeah, it was like I learned that they weren't real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had in my head that it was kind of real, but I learned from that whole experience, like, no, these are just normal people who torture your feet.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, like some of the horror people, like people from horror I've got to talk to, some of the nicest people you'd ever meet.
They really are. And the fans are the nicest people you would ever meet. Like, you think the fans would be creepy and weird and scary. Like, they are so nice.
Yeah.
Unbelievably nice. And there was this one little tiny girl, I think about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to this horror convention with her parents and her little brother. And she sat on my lap. They paid for her to get zombie makeup put on. She could barely talk. She was so shy. She sat on my lap. I started talking to her parents and stuff. And they said they had no idea, but she was just obsessed with this stuff.
Yeah.
But they never watched horror movies. None of them were into it, but she just was so into monsters.
Just drawn to it.
I mean, she was like she was this big around. Like, I just put her on my lap. She was, she was just like in her element. She was so happy. And none of them had any, but here was a sweet little girl. And to me, that's just an example of people who like horror movies. Mm-hmm. The theory is that they are actually very sensitive people.
Yeah.
That they have a tremendous amount of empathy. Mm-hmm. And the reason they like horror movies is they're able to go into it and they're actually horrified by it.
Yeah.
Where like someone else goes, you know, it just doesn't register. These people who like horror, they feel it, they experience it. And, you know, okay, maybe your boss is like bullying you at work. Okay,
right.
That's not as bad, but it hurts a lot.
Yeah.
And then you see someone hacked to pieces and you go, hey, I kind of get how that feels. Like, I'm sensitive. I can relate to that more. I hope I'm saying this stuff the right way. But
oh, absolutely.
I think horror people are the best people in the world.
Absolutely. It's just like, you know, it's like heavy metal. You think like people that are really into heavy metal are just gonna be evil, but like we're all just like, we all cry, like we all like, you know, when a ballad comes on, we're like, I'm not crying. Like,
oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I do anyway. I don't know if that's just, that might be just me. But same thing though. I mean, like, you know, like kind of like, I think part of it is also getting like that aggression out, you know, in some way. So like, you know, instead of holding it in, it's like channel it through this, like, you know, like the you're doing these monstrosities on screen and just having a good time with it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what I think. So anyway.
Let's live out all the bad stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just my, I'm not a doctor or anything, so I don't know.
So I think I've seen enough.
Yeah.
To be a doctor, but I love all the actors on the horror circuit. Those are such great guys.
Yeah, I've heard like Kane Hodder and Robert Englund are like some of the nicest people you'd ever meet. Like famous for murdering people all day long, but just the nicest people ever.
Oh yeah, and I love Tony Todd.
I love Tony Todd.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, hey, Tony!
I was actually upset when I heard that Candyman was getting remade. I was like, no. Tony Todd is Candyman. Like, that's like when they tried to remake the Nightmare Before.
Don't say it again.
How many times have I said it?
You've said it like 3 times. I think together we've said it 3 times.
Oh, shit. And does this count? This does count as a mirror. I can see myself, so. I'm going to do it. Candyman.
I have nothing to do with this.
If I get murdered, you know why.
Yeah.
I think I said it more, so I think he'll show up over here.
Okay.
You're safe.
Yeah, so like in one of the Hellraisers, this girl summoned, she was like forced, like I can't remember, at gunpoint
to
open the box and summon Pinhead.
Yeah.
So anyway, he comes out. And she's like, no, actually, I didn't do this.
You want to talk to that guy.
He's like, oh, okay, cool. And he just left her alone.
I don't remember that one, but I feel like that would be the best, like, excuse. Like, that wasn't me.
Yeah, he had to convince him. He took a lot of
convincing.
But I think that was so telling about the character. And I think one of the reasons the character endures is that he was reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, you she open the box. No, we came.
I didn't do it. You need to go after these people. And he was like, cool.
On it. Have a nice day.
Go back to being your loser human.
Yeah, right.
Earth life.
I love it. Oh, man. It's been way too long since I've watched the Hellraiser movies. I got to watch those again. What other projects you have coming out? Anything else you want to talk about or anything like
that? Oh, gosh. You know, I've been working on a thing and I was ready to announce it and I didn't because I wasn't ready yet. So I'm still not going to announce it, but there's something very, very, very cool coming.
Okay.
And I don't want to jinx it, but.
Okay. Can we get any hints? Any hints or anything?
It's not a new movie.
Okay.
It's just a new way of getting it out there.
Okay. Cool. Once it happens, you definitely have to come back on and tell us about it.
Oh, this has been so much. I've just not been asked a lot of these questions. I've also never had someone put this stuff together, some of this stuff. So I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. I take pride in that. Yeah. I take pride in trying to create that, you know, and kind of give you good questions. Cause I mean, you can ask all the time. I like to try to think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And they were good questions too.
Thank you.
And like I said, I feel seen, like you understood that. Like no one's ever asked me about the pee-pee thing. And so,
yeah,
you get it.
I love it. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Where can everybody find you online?
You know, the best way is to just do a web search on my name, Tucky Williams, or on my show, Girl Girl Scene. I mean, if you misspell it, it's still going to come up.
Love it.
I do have TuckyWilliams.com, GirlGirlScene.com. You can go straight to those. But really the easiest, if you want to see everything, just put a search engine. You'll get more than you wanted.
I love it. So everybody check her out. I feel like it's pretty interesting you were able to get Girl Scene. I feel like I'm a little surprised that wasn't taken.
Yeah.
GirlGirlScene.com. I feel like that would have been taken, but it's like you kind of search. Oh shit, it's available. Look at that.